Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
People refused the love of Christ. They refused his blood. Well, he's fixing to pour out his wrath upon people. God's wrath was poured out upon Jesus. Again, I can't fathom that. Isaiah 53, verse number 3, the last part. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Verse number 4, he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrow, yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. God did that to his son on the cross of Calvary because of our sin. We can't fathom that. An innocent man, Jesus Christ, took upon our sins. Verse number 5, he was wounded for our transgressions. The word transgressions means our wickedness, our rebellion. He was bruised for our iniquities, our perverseness, our depravity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Now, a lot of people take that verse, by his stripes we are healed, and take it to a physical healing. Well, we're going to be healed. We're going to claim the blood of Christ, by his stripes we're healed. This is not talking about physical healing. It's talking about spiritual healing because of what he did for us. Because of his separation from the Father, and we can now be made one. By his stripes, by his bruising, what he did for us on the cross of Calvary, now we are healed. We can be at one with Christ. It goes a little bit farther. Verse number 10. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. The word pleased means to take delight in. Again, who among us can fathom that? That God the Father took delight in what took place on Calvary. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, Jesus Christ became the propitiation for us. In other words, he was not just the offering for sin, he was the offerer. He offered himself for our sin. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. Verse number 11, he shall see the travail of his soul and be satisfied. Amen and amen. God sees the sacrifice of his son. The word travail means, as a woman like giving birth, that hard labor. When Jesus said in Gethsemane, Lord, if it's thy will, take this cup away from me. On the cross of Calvary, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? That's what this is talking about right here. He took upon our sins upon himself, and it satisfied God. By his knowledge shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquity. Now, go back to chapter number 16, Revelation chapter number 1, verse number 1. To understand as best we can the poured out wrath of God upon mankind because they refused that sacrifice on Calvary 2,000 years ago. Well, now the wrath that was poured out on his son, and that they rejected. Remember, he took our sins. Praise God, we don't have to face that wrath. Amen. We don't have to face it. Why? Because Jesus took it. But those who reject that sacrifice now, that wrath that was poured out upon Jesus Christ, we keep looking at it, it's that full wrath. He's holding nothing back now. You rejected my son, my wrath is upon you. Just amazing. Well, here, let's go to verse number 2. This first vial that's poured out, or this bowl, as some people would call it, it results in sores. If you're taking notes, or I have an outline here, it results in sores. Verse number 2. And the first angel went out and poured out his vial upon the earth. And there fell a noisome and grievous sore upon the men, which had the mark of the beast upon them which worshipped his image. The word noisome is talking about, it literally means an evil, bad, rotting, cancer-like sore. It's an outward sign of inward corruption. I just need to think that. Now, these are the people who had the mark of the beast upon them. So, obviously, this is shortly after the middle of the tribulation. shortly after. That's why I say there's some time period here, because the middle of tribulation is when the mark of the beast takes place. Are you following? And so it said this takes place with those who had the mark of the beast. So this is sometime after the middle of the tribulation. Men, women, whoever it was, received the mark of the beast. And these were the ones, unbelievers, who were affected by this, well, the Bible calls it a sore, a noisome, grievous sore that affects them from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Now, it does not affect the believers. Remember, we begin of our study book of Revelation, the 144,000 were sealed, that none of the plagues or things that would come upon the earth would harm the 144,000. Also believe that all believers will be protected from these plagues. We're going to look, turn me to Exodus chapter number 9. Exodus chapter number 9, hold your place there. The same thing happened in a roundabout way. I don't believe it's the same type of sores, but we see the same illustration here. When the children of Israel was in captivity and Moses went to Pharaoh, said, "Let my people go." And Pharaoh said, "No, no, no, I won't let you go." And those plagues that would come upon the people of Egypt, the Israelites, the Jewish nation was not affected by these plagues. Even though they lived in Egypt in captivity, the plagues affected the Egyptians. In Exodus chapter number 9. Let's begin in verse number 8. "And the Lord said unto Moses and unto Aaron, take you handfuls of ashes of the furnace, and let Moses sprinkle it toward the heaven in the sight of Pharaoh." By the way, that ought to have been an interesting sight. Pharaoh's out there in his palace. He's already had the flies. He had the lice out there. He's probably out there trying to get relief. Okay? And Moses is out there. Of course, you're in Egypt. There's some desert out there and all. Probably got close to the palace. He said, "I want Pharaoh to see this." So Moses scoops some dirt and he throws it toward Pharaoh. God said, I want Pharaoh to see this in the sight of Pharaoh. Verse number 9. "And it shall become small dust in all the land of Egypt, and shall be a boil breaking forth with blains," which is something that's inflammatory and it erupts. It sounds nasty, but it's like pus, and it just erupts, it boils, "upon man, upon beast, throughout all the land of Egypt. And they took the ashes of the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses sprinkled it up toward heaven. It became a boil breaking forth the blains upon man and upon beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils. For the boils was upon the magicians and upon all the Egyptians." Why did I read that? Because I want you to notice it was not upon the Israelites. The same way I think going here, Revelation chapter number 16, turn back there, that these grievous sores, it affects all the unbelievers, those who accepted the mark of the beast, only them. Now, I read some interesting things this week, I really did, concerning this, how people, great Bible scholars, how can it affect believers, unbelievers, and not affect the believers? One guy said this, his theory, that could it be when they received the mark of the beast, that whether it's a tattoo or whatever it was, that there was some chemical in there that whenever God released, the angel released whatever it was, it affected this chemical and some kind of something happened there in their body. And people try to explain all things away. Why can't they just believe that God knows who's, makes it, keep it simple. Just like it was in the days of Moses, there's the Egyptians and Israelites are all living together, you know, basically in the same area. And the Egyptians, God and the Israelites, people sometimes get too smart for their britches. I just believe that God just knows.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us this Sunday, July 10th, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear special guest speaker Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. He'll be with us Sunday morning at 11 a.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. You won't want to miss it. We'll be having dinner on the grounds immediately following the service. So come hear Sheriff Grady Judd at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, May God bless you richly, is our prayer.